what it does is it builds on the existing infrastructure of these urban places. These pipes and wires have been here for a long time, but public policy encouraged sprawl, suburbanization, even exurbanization, which is just beyond the suburban rim. And what this is recognizing is that we can no longer continue a development trajectory that promotes that. In fact, with the growth expected in the U.S. population over the next 30 to 40 years, we're going to have to build about 200 billion square feet of space to accommodate that growth in terms of business and residences, let alone the pipes and wires associated with that. We already have an infrastructure-rich set of metropolitan areas, and that's what this builds on. So the orientation toward mass transit and getting cars off the road and creating walkable communities that are rich with opportunity, this is the kind of investment that this begins to make.